Come on, baby, get up. No time to waste. Oh, get your coffee on, Ticket Dan and Jake. Time to get your ticket up, stick it in your tailpipe. Oh, babe, time for the hang zone coming at you. A hang zone coming at you. I got a hang zone coming at you. I got a hang zone coming at you.
All right, let's do some hang zone. This week's guest for an hour who will hang with us through the news and whatever, just be a part of the show, Christopher Reed, also known as Kid.
What? Say what?
Do you read me over?
What's happening? Can you hear me?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what's up? I got the clean feed.
The clean feed from L.A.?
Cat gave me the clean feed. You know, Dan, I'm at an undisclosed location right
okay.
now. You know, I don't, you know. Hey, can I tell you something? I like your theme song.
Thank you. Do you know much about that dude?
Nah, I don't. I was getting ready to ask you because I was, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, because I figured you had some, you know, you coming into it with some kind of music, but I didn't know. But I like it. I mean,
so,
you could use a hot 16 in there.
You
but
could.
I like him.
His name
What's
is
up
Mark
with dude?
Rubier, and it's spelled Rebillet, like the French.
Nah, dude, I'm up on that guy. I just
okay.
got up on this guy.
So this
That's
is
the dude. He be messing with Erykah Badu and all that.
Yes, he did two shows here
yeah.
in Dallas, a Friday and a Saturday. Dan and I went on Friday. We missed the Queen on Saturday, but she's apparently a fan. And he's carved out a nice little niche for himself.
Yo, bro, you're not going to believe this, dude. I just got up on this dude. Like last night, I saw him and her do their thing. I got up on them. They were, you know, like one more time. Oh, one more time. Right? That's the
yes,
guy, right?
That is the guy.
The white dude.
He's from here. He's from
Dallas. I didn't know that. Oh, see, so we already in sync. You know what I'm saying? So that's the dude that did it?
That's the dude who did it. We had him on the show.
I bet. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was dope. I liked it. I liked the vibe. But, you know, like I said, let me throw a 16 on that. And boom. Then kabow.
You'll have the file by the end of the day.
You can, it's like softball.
Pin to paper.
Come on, Dan. Let's go.
Yeah, man. We'd love to have you help us out.
Yeah, you know, I could talk about, you know, you have the right to approve.
So you did the Bill Maher show theme song, right?
I did that with two good friends of mine. And I also did the theme for like the first four or five seasons of the Martin Lawrence show.
Martin!
That's you, huh?
Martin!
Watch out.
Did you get to know him?
Uh-oh, get ready for a check.
Did you get to know
back.
Him in the movie House Party? Is that where you met him?
Well, that's where we became friends. Like we had crossed paths before. When we were all younger, when Kid and Play and Salt and Pepper used to work at Sears, he worked at the gas station across the street. You know, so we knew each other like before any of us were anything. But I would say, yeah, during the movie House Party, that's when he and I became really, really good friends. I mean, and that's once again, the only two theme songs I have is for people that are good friends of mine. Because I'm like, you know, I say, yo, Martin, you got a theme song? Like Bill Maher, you got a theme song? I say, yo, let me and my people, you know, do something. I need to do more of it, you know. Hangs on.
I wonder if you consider Jake and Dan to be friends of yours.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Look, you know, I'm down. You know, I consider myself, part of the the Ticket family.
So on something like that, on those themes.
But I like it already. I like it already.
And maybe this is
But it just feels like it needs something. You know what I'm saying?
It does. It needs you. And maybe this is different because you were friends with those guys, but I think Dan and I are really interested in how mailbox money works.
Oh, man.
So on something like that, do they pay you a flat rate fee, or is it per use? Or like, how does all that work on things that you may have appeared in? How do you get paid down the line?
Well, music is different music is different than well, there's a lot of similarity between music royalties and acting royalties. But typically, like on the music tip, if I remember correctly, when we did, you know, the Martin theme song, or we did the Bill Maher theme song, you know, they give you a fee up front. And if you remember at the time, when we first started doing both the Martin theme song, that's when Fox was just starting out. So they wasn't as brazy as they are right now. So they played that to pay you like a little bit less. And when we did the Bill Maher theme song at HBO, HBO wasn't even all that like that. You know what I'm saying? It was a different climate. So we had to, you know, we took a little less on that on the front. But yeah, you get some in the front. You know, you have your, you know, whoever was a part of it, who wrote it, you get your stuff. And, you know, it's a cool thing because, you know, the Martin show is running to this day, and, you know, Bill Maher's still doing his thing. So, when I do it, they last a long time. So, you know.
Well, that's why we want you to do something for us. Specifically, though, let's say Martin. What do you get paid up front? You get $100,000? Do you get $10,000?
No. Like I said, you're talking about the early 90s.
Yeah. So,
and it's Fox.
Give me early 90s money. What did they pay you?
I'm guessing, but I don't think it could have been more than like, you know, 25 G's.
Someone else to split.
Yeah.
And then
the lawyer and whatever.
Since it does air in syndication, mm-hmm. does a penny every time it airs come to you, or you're done getting paid for that?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a whole lot of entanglement. You know, what did Jada Pinkett say?
Entanglements.
There's been a lot of entanglements since then, Dan. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how about,
you know, I don't know if I'm getting every cent from it, but me and somebody else probably is.
Well, so for instance,
it's very profitable for everybody.
I think after the news, we'll probably save to play. I want to play some audio from House Party because.
Okay.
I don't know. Just
it is the 30th. It is the 30th anniversary.
Anniversary. Okay. Yeah,
House Party came out in 1990.
What's the exact day? Do you know?
March 9th.
Okay.
But we're celebrating the whole year. You know
it's the year of
this
House
year.
Party.
This year is so effed up. We're going to celebrate the whole year.
Yeah, why not? But so actually, I rented it last night I was going to go grab a couple of scenes because I remembered there were some scenes in there that I thought might be interesting to look at in today's climate because you had a bunch of scenes in there about the cops messing with you. But I was thinking, boy, I could pay $14.99 or I could rent it for $2.99. I apologize because I rented it.
Don't worry about that.
Do you get 5 cents from my rental? Do you get guys in that movie?
Yeah, we still get House Party money for sure. Yeah. And now it's crazy. Like, for example, you know what? I think it's weird. I'll say this real quick. In times like this, you know, when people is kind of locked up and locked down, what we're finding out is they tend to go back to the music and the movies and stuff that they love, that they grew up on when it was better days. So, you know, you'll turn on BET. Jake knows this. Jake and Donovan knows this, right? And they'll run House Party 1, 2, and 3 back to back to back. And so, you know, those things add up. And look, they wouldn't run those movies if people weren't reacting to it, if they couldn't get ad dollars. So, I mean, I'm appreciative. Like, you know, I do the same thing. I'm locked down in West Hollywood, you know, depressed. I'm listening to old music, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
from a simpler time.
You know
time.
What I mean? From a simpler time. Like, you know what I mean? I'm watching D-Nice every, you know what I mean? Every time. You know, playing slow jams, you know, make you call your ex. You know, it's bad. It's bad.
You mentioned the Red Table. We did a segment on this last week with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith.
Come on, man.
I guess I'll just roll the ball over to you and ask you what you thought of that whole situation where Will Smith had to sit there and listen to his wife talk about cheating on him with a 24-year-old who was introduced to her by their kids. Very awkward spot for Will there.
Oh, man. It's wrong on so many levels. First of all, like, my first impulse was, it's nobody's business, number one. But they made their business everybody's business. I've known Will like a really long time. Like, you know, he's like the best dude. You know what I mean? And I know you'd have to say that, you'd have to say his brand took a hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I don't see what the, I don't know.
What's the upside? I wouldn't, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Other than her getting 35 million views on her Facebook
video.
Oh
my God. But. Yeah, they blew that out the frame. I get that part. But but was that worth possibly hurting Will's brand? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, who knows, man? You know what? Everybody's going crazy right now. There'll be something new next week. I mean, Kanye took the week away from them that quick. There's so much crazy stuff going on right now. But, you know, I don't know. If they didn't do that show together, they could have kept it pushing and they would have had August just as an outsider. You know what I mean? Like, we're not even going to respond to that. Like, one of the great things I used to love about Jay-Z was when people would try to embroil him into something, he wouldn't engage. He's like, ha ha, can't hear you. I'm in a G4. You know, like I'm not gonna uplift that. You know, they could have did that and kept it private, but you know, they chose to make it public, and you know, we all get to judge. You know, my romantic life has been so perfect, and now I get to judge Will Smith.
I believe the line. You know what I mean? I believe the line kid is a wise man once told me, don't argue with fools because people from a distance can't tell who is who.
Right. They would say that. And they also said, don't get in the mud and wrestle with a pig because from a distance, you can't tell who the human is and who the pig is.
Kid question before we get to house party audio and house party talk.
All right. Yeah, so, hey, shout out to, wait, real quick, shout out to my man Blake, because he helped me go through all this to get the feed and everything, because, you know, technology hates me. We got there.
So I'm at the stage, and I have some audio from this show later in the program, in our final segment. So I was just wondering, when I was watching this, HBO Max has like 45 seasons of Sesame Street on it. Kid.
Oh, God.
Were you ever on Sesame Street?
Yes, I was.
Were you?
I was. Play and I were on Sesame Street, and we did two songs. I forgot what the other one was, but the big time one was Play and I. We did a song with the Count. You know the Count. And
yeah.
So when
number
we get,
of the
when
day?
We get the right, right.
For sure.
But yeah, exactly. You know, and so we get there and they say, all right, man, the dude, you know, Count getting ready to come out. And they got the Count come out, the puppet come out, and he got a hot top fade, just like me, you know, at the time. So I'm like, oh, I was like, no, you did not. And, you know, you can see it. There's footage, there's pictures. And I'm like, wow, you know, and we did a song called Rap and Count. You know, and it was like real simple. You know, hey, let's stop the kid. And I am kid. And I am play. And we want to jump with the Count today. And then he goes, one and two and three and four and You know what I'm saying? It kind of went like that. But then I got to kick it with the Count backstage. You know, the Count was like, kid, I don't know how you do it. All these bitches. One and two and three and four and five, all these bitches. How do you do it? The kid and play.
So I'm just fascinated by, like,
right, my journey
with a puppet. Like,
right, yo, I'm homeboy. I'm homeboys with the Count and Michael Jordan. Man, I must be the greatest.
That's a good segue.
Wait, Blake says he has some of that audio. Let's fire it up.
Uh oh.
Greetings, kid. Play.
Hey,
what's up, dude?
Hey, well, Count. How you doing,
yes.
Count?
Oh,
what's new?
Very well. Check it out.
Very well, bitches.
Whoa, where'd you get this from?
Mm-hmm.
Must be Transylvania.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. My hometown.
Yo,
oh God.
Yo, remember that time we had that little thing about counting and rapping?
Yes, we had some problems there.
Yeah, but we did work it out, didn't we?
Yes,
yeah.
We did.
Yo, I think we should tell everybody about it. What do you think?
Yes, good idea.
All right, let's hit it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Greetings, I'm the Count.
And I'm Kid.
And I am Play.
Stop.
Look, and you can see
that we are very tight today.
Yes, but once we weren't cool.
No, it wasn't all okay.
Once upon a time,
we got in each other's way.
I say Count.
We say rap.
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 I never got to count.
No
never.
Way that we could rap.
Our difference, they tripped us.
We fell into a trap.
Rap.
Count.
Rap.
Count.
Rap.
Count.
Rap.
Count.
You get paid from Sesame Street?
We got the point.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Do they pay you for that, or is that sort of a brand building? You just do it to get.
I mean, how are you going to charge public television?
That's true. That's true.
I need a hundred racks.
So yeah,
Big Bird is dead.
Let's segue to what you mentioned in there, as you name dropped when we were watching The Last Dance.
Yeah.
And did you watch that whole doc?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I loved it. I had nothing better to do, but yeah, it brought back a lot of memories, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if you tweet out a picture or if we just got to talking about the fact that you were, or did we even see Kid, like, in one of the championship locker rooms?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first championship. I was there at the Forum. Yeah, I was there. Me and Play was in there.
So,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, I went to all the games. That finals was five-game series.
The Bulls dynasty and the Christopher Kidd Reed dynasty were about the same time, right? You guys were both up on top of the world at the same time.
Very, very hot, very hot. And you know what? MJ is the kind of guy, like, he didn't really, really like hip-hop. He wasn't like a hip-hop fan. But he liked us. You know, we were one of those groups that, you know, the cats that really didn't, the brothers that really wasn't like crazy hip-hop fans. They liked us, though, for some reason. You know what I mean?
So he
liked us. His family liked
us.
Yeah. Not recently, but back in those days, quite a bit. Yeah. He's a good guy.
You ever smoke pot with Michael Jordan?
No. He never, you know, he didn't get down like that. Mm-hmm. And I, to be honest, I didn't even get down like that back then. Like, I wasn't smoking back then. That came after I moved to LA and started hanging out with Bill Maher. That's how that happened. I'm, you know what I mean? When I was with Jordan, I was in my best shape. I was hooping. You know, I reflect my friends.
Well, I got to watching House Party last night, and it's just funny. It's a good movie. It's not, you know, it's not
really
made
had
for
you
me.
Had you never seen it before? You never saw
no,
it
no,
before?
No, no, no. I've seen it years ago. We did a review.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Was it 2016?
Okay.
I can't remember exactly when we did a movie of the month,
right.
And we did House Party. But just to revisit it, it's certainly not made for me, like now. But it's funny. It's a good movie. Your rapping or the rap battle you had with Play is awesome.
Yeah.
Like that's an awesome, awesome scene.
Right. Well, this is what they do. They tell you all they do. All the director tells you is we're going to do a rap battle right here, and then you know, then I have to write the whole thing. So I wrote the whole thing. I wrote his rhymes, my rhymes. You know what I mean?
Okay, he came at you pretty hard, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, but no, but that's how you set it up. Yeah, when the director tells you, boom, he's lacing you up, and then you clean him up at the end, and so that's how you write it. You know, he was killing me. First two rhymes, he's killing me. And then the last one, I buried a cockroach.
You have a very funny rap where you are trying to avoid prison rape.
Right.
And you were told by a guy
that,
in there.
I wrote that too.
Yeah, you were told by a guy in there that Richard Pryor or somebody had said you need to entertain them, and that's how you'll get out of this mess. And you rapped. Right. It's like,
I don't know.
You know what? Yeah. I'll just play it.
That the.
Let's play some of it at least. Let's
really?
Excuse me, everybody. Won't you gather around? I got something to say.
Yo, who is this?
He's just a guy who looks at things differently. The way things are aren't always how they're meant to be. With the big men here in the bullpen. I don't want my knees to take a full bend. Step back. Ask yourself, can it wait? Or do you want to become an AIDS candidate? Take your eyes off.
Oh, Lord.
Don't even watch
oh,
the
God.
Game, or you'll go out. Like Liberace did in my own cell. I could have been alone. What do y'all want me? I'm only skin and bone. I'm feeling faint. It's kind of hot.
It's really funny.
My, what big muscles.
Yeah, but, oh, God.
Lips don't fail me now until play comes to fail me.
Hey, what's going on in there?
All right. Yo, it's like a couple minutes
can
long,
I tell you? I know. But it, that part doesn't hold up. And I'll tell you this. Like, as much as they replay our movies now, you know, BET, TNT, whatever like that, they cut that whole scene out. Like they'll put it right up to the part where they all roll up on me by the phone, like they getting ready to roll on me, and then they'll cut to when they bail me out. So they cut all that stuff out.
Is it because it's homophobic?
Yeah, that part doesn't hold up. Yeah, it doesn't hold up. Yeah. I'll be the first one to tell you that, and I wrote it. You know, I wrote that in 1989.
Because there's some line in there about I'm no homo or something.
Avoiding becoming an AIDS patient.
No. I said AIDS candidate.
AIDS candidate. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I had another rhyme that says, "Yeah, I know you want to rock like Hudson." I'm like, "Oh God, you can't say that."
Oh dear.
You can't say. You know what I mean? Yo, I've got fresh rhymes, so I'm a bust one. Yeah, I know you want to rock like Hudson. I'm like, "Oh God, you can't say that." That
throughout
was younger
it,
me.
There's a thread where the cops keep
messing
with you guys.
I apologize.
And
yes.
At the very end, during the credits,
how'd
the
that
cops,
turn out?
The cops get crushed, so everything's good. But here's one where the cops are messing with you, but you guys in or the writers of the movie also mess with just cops in general. Oh, kid's just walking down the street. He's on his way to the party.
Right. Hey, look at this hair.
Hey, eraser head. Where are you going?
What do you want to know?
Hey! We'll ask the questions, you answer them.
Yes, sir.
You want to check them for ID? We're out of donuts.
What?
Oh, Jesus. Let's go. Hey, you! You watch yourself, you understand? Because we are.
We're out of donut. Uh-oh. Like he showed him the whole box and it's, you know, just full of crumbs. And they're like, what? Oh, no, we got to go. And then, kind of a social statement in this one, as so I can't remember how it happened, but you happened upon like more of a high-toned party on the way to your party, and you were running away from the bullies,
but
these guys who wanted to beat you up, but
you
then end up emceeing and doing a rap at this really high-toned party where many black people are there, but they're dressed
upscale.
Yeah, very upscaled black tie type thing. So the cops come after you had disrupted this party, and they want to throw the book at you, but the partygoers are resisting that. And I thought this was kind of a social statement. Here we go.
12 by 31, come here.
Look, officer, it was just an accident.
And we don't want to press charges.
Well, these kids have been in a few accidents this evening. I don't think you should let this slide by.
They need discipline, not solitary confinement.
That's true.
Thank you very much.
Too scared to make a statement.
They're not going to talk?
Nope.
They're not going to press charges?
Nope.
So they're saying the people were too scared.
Yeah.
You perpetrators were very lucky tonight. Apparently, these people aren't going to press charges. So you're going to get up, go home, and go to bed. But before you do...
Oh, this is so cold.
I want you to repeat after me.
What?
I am... What? I am...
Come on, with feeling.
I am...
Somebody.
Somebody.
This is ridiculous.
All right, that's good. Now get up and go home. Beat it.
Just the white cops teaching you.
Oh my God, that was you know, but that I think that's what ultimately made House Party such a great movie overall, because and there's layers to it. Like, you know, I'm sure you just that was just revealed to you since the last time you watched it, Dan. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I didn't think about it that way back.
Yeah, there's layers
way
to the onion,
4 years ago. That was
right,
a different
exactly.
time.
Difference, yeah. But I will say this: one of the cops in that scene that was saying "I am somebody," that's Barry Diamond, a famous comedian from out here in L.A. And he was in Bachelor Party. Remember the crazy mechanic guy in Bachelor Party? He was growing all this crazy stuff. Ah! Barry Diamond. Look it up.
I remember Bachelor Party, but not that specifically.
Yeah, he was the crazy guy. He messed up the rich guy's Porsche. You know what I'm saying? He was crazy.
Hey, I want to ask
the
you.
The OG P1s know what I'm talking about.
I want to ask you for one thing before we let you go.
Gotcha.
We've been debating, you know, we've been talking about the show name. Hang Zone is up there, you know, mm-hmm. and we like the Hang Zone theme for the hour every week that we do a Hang Zone. So that's on the list. But, you know, we've just been talking about whether to keep Bad Radio, because that's certainly an acronym for Bob and Dan. But one of the things, you know, we're just trying to do new things, but also, you know, not lose some of the things we've
right,
been
you
doing.
Right, you still got to pay respect to your Confederate statues.
You know, yeah.
We can't just tip everything over. This is yeah. Texas.
In a way. So, but one of the things we've been thinking about is we haven't been doing the Wacky Radio Liners. But we're thinking they're a great bit because they remind us of, you know, it's just audio proof of who we had on the show. What
right.
if we got you
right.
to do the first ever Wacky Radio Liner for Dan and Jake? The I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket. Would you be honored if we were to say
I'll
you're
the
first one that's ever done this?
Oh, for sure. And what is it? And wait, but what do we have a show title? Like what are we just
we're
just
going to go with Dan and Jake.
Let's just go with
just
Dan and Jake no
Dan,
matter what we
Dan
call the show. It'll still be Dan
ticket.
And Jake.
Right, and we still never listen to you.
Correct.
Yeah, that's,
that's the statue right. we're keeping.
All right. Well, hold on. Let me prepare for this real quick. All right. All right. You ready for me?
Ready.
Yo, this is your boy, Christopher Kid Reed. That's right. Kid from Kid and Play, kid from Kid and Computer, and I never, ever, ever listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket. They goofy.
Perfect. From a man who knows the Count and MJ, our first liner. Kid, thanks for your time right. today, man. Keep in touch. We'll talk soon.
That's what's up. One, hangs on, bitches.